something they invest in.
I'm sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. "It is always nice to see you," says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Thank you.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
The neighbors can't call the police. You got to set them up, kid. Set them up. You got to set them up.
Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 12 noon.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 12 noon.
Only here on WMFO.
to do when you ain't got wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
It should make the night, but see your little lights align. See that little light up there?
Where?
There.
Where?
You're still in bed.
Wake up, Slimhead.
Still moving on,
Up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org.
But we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Let you go. one more time.
Oh,
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. Thank you.
like sand and sand, black and white, day and night. We go together like left and right. Oh, we go together.
We go together like give and take, pains and aches, real and fake. We go together, don't be opaque. It's clear we go together.
We belong together. We belong together. Baby, there's no use in being clever. Baby, it don't mean we stay batters and cans. We go together like lines and lambs. Oh, we go together.
We go together like Keats and Yeats, bowls and plates, days and dates.
We stay united like these old states. It's how we go together. We belong together.
WMFO in Hartford.